Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Realizaré una intervención en nombre del Movimiento de Países No Alineados, tanto para el tema 14 como para el tema 15. Es una sola intervención para ambos temas. I have the honor to speak on behalf of the state parties of the non-aligned movement and other state parties to the CCW. NAM recalls the decision 6 adopted by the 5th Review Conference, and I quote, to include on the agenda of the annual meetings of the high contracted parties the item financial issues related to the convention and its annex protocols, and to consider at the next such meeting efficiency and cost saving measures and report to be prepared by the chairperson elected in consultation with the high contracted parties, the implementation support unit, and the United Nations Financial Resources Management Service on working with the Enterprise Resource Planning System, UMOYA, and to invite the Implementation Support Unit to present to each such meeting a biannual budget for consideration by high contracted parties, I end the quote. In this regard, the group of NAM is of the view that it would be necessary to adopt efficiency and cost-saving measures in consultations with all high contracted parties in order to address the current financial situation of the convention. The group takes note on the report submitted by the chairperson on the further measures that could be considered to improve the stability of the secretariat's support to the convention and on financial issues related to the convention and its annex protocols containing document CCW/MSP/2018/7. The group appreciates the efforts undertaken by the chairman for the preparation and drafting elements on the decision on financial issues. The group of NAM believes that any measures adopted will be essential to address the immediate funding situation and to ensure the long-term sustainability of the convention. The NAM is of the view that those measures should be operational as soon as possible. We understand that the measures proposed to address the current situation on this convention and any other measures address the situation in other disarmament instruments should be consulted and adopted by the state's party. Mr. Chairman, the group of NAM is concerned with the possibility impact of the proposed financial measures on the participation of member states and ultimately on the perspective of universalization of the convention. NAM recognizes the importance of increasing the financial stability of the convention. With regard to the proposal of establishing contingency measures on cutting costs, NAM understands that they refer only to exceptional circumstances and should be considered case-by-case basis according to those circumstances by all state parties. The financial challenges may be dealt with, but they are transitory. The measures taken to address them should not undermine the convention in the long run. The group on NAM expressed its deep concern on the continued lack of adequate representation from NAM countries in the United Nations Office for Disarmament Affairs. The movement requests the Secretary General and the High Representative to undertake steps to ensure balanced and equitable representation in that office. The group deeply appreciates the excellent secretarial support provided by UNODA, and the group believes that it's important to retain the institutional memory of the secretariat. The group would like to receive additional clarification and official information on the following issues. Update on the situation of the ISU, impact of the UMOYA on the staffing and the operation of the ISU as well as the operation of the convention and its meetings, and the financial burden and its impact in the state parties' contributions. Mr. Chairman, the group of NAM and other state parties to the convention look forward to engage constructively to consider and review proposals with a view to reach a consensual decision. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.